教会啊，规模蛮大的，他信徒有超过300个人。
There is a church with a membership over 300.
啊，所以他们的整个占地就比较大。
In that church, they occupy a very large lot of land.
在一次安息日祭完，会大家一起用餐。
During the lunchtime on a Sabbath day,
大家一起用午餐。
People were eating lunch together.
就好像今天我们早上祭完会，大家一起用餐。
Very much like how we had our service in the morning and had lunch together.
那一天传道吃的比较快啊，他发现说，哎，还有一段时间才下午的聚会。
On that day, the pastor ate lunch very quickly and realized that he had some time before the afternoon service begins.
他就想说到这个到处去走一走。
So he decided to take a walk.
结果他发现有一段围墙这个坏掉倒了。
And as he was going for a walk, he noticed that there's a part of the fence that had fallen.
然后他来到这个宗教教义的教室。
So then he came to RE classroom.
因为还没开始聚会，所以课堂还没开始。
Because it was before the afternoon service time, there's no class.
那已经有一个教员在教室，也有几个小朋友在教室里头。
But he did find a teacher and a couple of students in the classroom.
传道就觉得很安慰。
So the pastor felt very encouraged.
因为在训练教员的时候啊，有跟教员讲说，你们一定要提早到教室，在那边等着小朋友来。
Because he remembered telling the teachers that they should arrive to the classroom early and wait for the students.
真的教员提早来了，在那边迎接小朋友一个一个的来到。
And that was the case that he discovered the teacher was there early to welcome the students.
这传道就突然想到说要问小朋友一个问题。
So then the pastor decided to ask the children a question.
他就说小朋友传道问你们一个问题。
So he said, Dear children, let me ask you a question.
你们知不知道耶利哥城的城墙是怎么倒的？
Do you know how the walls of the Jericho have fallen?
那小朋友就你看我看你。
And the student look at each other.
突然那个平常最调皮的这个 Daniel 他就举手。
Then there's a boy named Daniel who is a naughtiest boy. He raised his hand.
他说传道不是我。
He said, I didn't do it.
然后其他的小朋友哇也都跟着说传道也不是我。
And all the other children follow suit and say, I didn't do it either.
这传道的脸就有点不太一样了。
Very quickly, the pastor changed his mood.
那个教员就赶快出来打圆场。
So then the teacher had to hurry up and come and make a defense.
他说传道我跟你讲我带这班小朋友已经超过一年了。
He said, Pastor, I've been teaching these children for over a year.
他们当中虽然有几个很顽皮。
Even though some of them could be quite naughty.
但是他们很诚实。他们如果说不是他们弄倒的，就不是他们弄倒的。
But they're very honest. If they say they didn't do it, I am sure they didn't.
这传道听了他点这个脸色就更难看。
This pastor was even more discouraged after that.
他就什么话也不说，就摇摇头就走出教室。
Without saying a word, he left the classroom.
刚好那个系务者从远远的抱着一堆的那个课本从前面来。
And then he see afar the RE department coordinator was walking along with a stack of textbooks.
他就说。这个蔡弟兄，等一下，我有个问题想问你。
So then he said to him, Brother Tai, I have a question for you in a bit.
然后蔡弟兄，你知不知道耶利哥城是怎么倒的
？He asked him, Do you know how the walls of Jericho fell?
这个蔡弟兄就低下头，有点不好意思的这样回答传道。
And this brother Tai was a little bit embarrassed. He bowed his head and said to the pastor.
然后传道，最近我因为很忙，所以我大概两三个月没有去参加职务会开会了。
He said, I have been really busy in the last few months. I have not attended the church meeting.
所以我不晓得，大概职务会这个负责人他们应该知道。
I don't know how the wall have fallen, but I'm sure if you ask one of the board members, they could tell you.
这传道就心中就觉得很懊恼。
So at, by this time, this pastor was pretty upset in his heart.
哇，这个教务负责人许弟兄在那边。
Here comes the religious affair, Brother Su.
啊，这个教务负责人应该知道答案才对。
He sure should know. He must know the answer to that question.
哦，所以他就赶快的找到许弟兄，就说这个许弟兄问你一个问题。
So he catch up to him and say, Brother Su, let me ask you a question.
你知不知道耶利哥城是怎么倒的
？Do you know how the walls of Jericho fell？
哦，不愧是教务负责人，他不用想就马上回答。
And it was no wonder he was a religious affair. He didn't even think twice before he answered.
他说传道这是总务负责的事情啊。
He said, "Let me tell you, it's not my business. The general affair should take care of this." 哦，
这传道的脸啊，从黑变成白。
This pastor's face complexion completely turned pale.
结果没有遇到总务负责人，看到这个财务，这个蔡姐妹。
And the pastor, before he could find the general affair, he saw the financial affair, Sister Tai.
问问这个财务也好。
He decided to prompt her the same question.
说蔡姐妹。传道有个问题想要请教，想要问你。
Sister Tai, can I ask you a question? The pastor said.
你知不知道耶利哥城是怎么倒的
？Do you know how the walls of Jericho fell?
蔡姐妹想了一想，就这样回答。
Sister Tai thought about it a little and said.
她说：“传道，我跟你讲哈，感谢神啊，我们教会的奉献情形非常好，这个大家都奉献十一间，所以我们教会的财务状况啊，感谢神非常好。”
She replied something completely off the wall. She said, everybody contribute and offer willingly in this church. Everybody offers tithe, so we have good financial standing.
这个事情很简单，我们只要请总务陈弟兄去找人来估个价，然后把墙修好，不就得了吗？
This is really not a big deal. Just let's go ask the general affair brother Chen to get a contractor, give us an estimate, and we'll fix it in no time.
这个 invoice 来，我 check 一开，事情就解决了。
We'll take care of this problem. I'll write a check when we receive the invoice, and that will be the end of the matter.
我们何必一定要把这个谁把墙弄倒的去把它揪出来呢？
It's not so
多伤感情。
It's not so important for us to find out who broke the wall because that will make people feel bad.
如果这个故事是真的，那个传道应该昏倒了哈。
I think if this were a true story, this pastor probably would have fainted by this time.
当然，这是一个捏造出来的故事。
You can imagine this obviously was fictitious.
但是这是在讲到说哈，真的很多人没有在读圣经。
But the point of the story is that indeed. Many people, even the members of the church, do not read the study the Bible.
基督是我们的生命。
Christ is our life.
那一个没有一个不读圣经的基督徒，他能够说基督是我的生命吗
？Can a Christian who does not read the Bible say that Christ is his life?
我常常觉得说我们的生活啦，或者信仰。有一个很重要的原则。
I personally think that we should hang on to some principles in our life.
我们看到鸟在空中飞翔，非常的自由自在。
If we take a look at the birds flying in the air, they seem so free.
那我们总是发现那个鸟是用两个翅膀在飞。
And we can see that the bird always have two wings that they use to fly.
我想我们没有看过用一个翅膀在飞的鸟，至少我没有看过。
I personally have not seen a bird that fly with only one wing, and perhaps you have never seen one either.
要能够飞上来，必须要有两个翅膀，用两个翅膀来飞。
In order for them to fly in the air, they must flap with two wings.
在我们生活当中，常常就是很多事情都是这个原则：鸟要飞起来，要用两个翅膀。
In our everyday life, there are some principles that we have to abide to, just like the birds would need two wings.
比如说做父母亲的非常爱儿女，想尽办法非常努力的给儿女安排在一个好的学区里头， 进入一个好的学校里头。
For example, the parents, because of the love for their children, would try their best to put their child or children in a good school district, place them in a good class.
那是不是这样？这个孩子他的功课就会很好呢
？But does this mean that this will guarantee a good grade from the student?
不会的，因为只有一个翅膀。
Not necessarily, because that is only one out of the two wings.
另外就是这小孩子他也要自己尽本分的上课，认真听讲，有按时间来做功课。
On the other hand, the student also need to pay attention in class. He or she needs to exert some effort before they could get good grade.
这样两个配合起来，就好像鸟有两个翅膀，它才飞得起来。
And with these two principles, it will be the student will be like a bird with two wings, able to fly.
我们的信仰也就像这样子。
Our spiritual life is just the same.
小孩子他没有办法自己，给自己提供进一个好一个住在一个好的区域进一个好的学校。
A young child is incapable of placing himself or herself in a good school district or in a good class.
这必须要他父母亲的努力的来为他付出一切。
It requires some hard work and some intervention from the parents.
但是上课听讲这一件事情父母亲就没有办法代替他。
But to pay attention in class is something that the parents cannot do for the child.
今天在信仰生活里头也是这样子。
This is the same principle in our spiritual life.
有很多的事情是我们人无能为力的。
There are indeed quite a number of things that we as humans cannot do and accomplish.
这一些事情神一定为我们做，为我们准备好。
We could know for sure that God will take care of these things.
那人有人应该尽的本分，神也不会替我们做。
But we as humans have our own duties and responsibilities, and God will not do them for us.
那我们知道这生命非常的重要。
We know life is important.
不是只有看得见的这个生命。
We're not only talking about the life that is visible to our physical eyes.
还有这个将来那个永恒。
But there is an eternal life, our spiritual life.
我们将要进入怎样的一个永恒，这是非常实际、非常重要的。
It is a very important and practical question as to how we will enter into this eternal life.
在亚当里头我们众人都是在死的这种权势跟掌管之下。
Because we're descendants of Adam, we all fall under the power of sin and death.
所以在亚当里头，众人已经死了。
In Adam, all have died.
虽然是看起来是活的，但是在神眼中来看是死的。
Even though we may be living, but physically, but in God's eyes, we are dead.
因为已经跟那个生命的源头已经断绝了。
Because we have been severed from the source of life.
不是属于那个生命的源头，而是属于死的辖制。
We no longer belong to the source of life, but instead we fall under the power of death.
如何从这个死的辖制里头出来
？So how do we escape from the power of death, and return to life?
这不是你我所能够做得到的。
This is not something you and I could personally accomplish alone.
所以神他必须要成为整来到世界上。
That is why God Himself has to come into this world.
他担当世人的罪孽。
He shoulders the sin of the world.
他为人进入死里头去尝死味。
And he entered into death and tasted death on behalf of men.
他也为人他来复活。
And for the sake of men, he also resurrected.
他成为一个复活的救主。
He became a resurrected savior.
主耶稣为我们准备了救恩。
Jesus had already prepared us this salvation.
那我们人的本，我们人就是相信领受救恩。
Our responsibility then is to believe and to receive.
那这个是一个基础。
This is the foundation.
所以保罗说，基督是我们的生命。
Paul says Christ is our life.
再来另外的我们所谈的这些层面，这个就是我们人要去尽的本分。
And all the other dimensions we speak of today are the responsibility of men.
我们必须要有两个翅膀，我们才能够飞起来。
Again, we need both wings in order to fly.
也好像一个房子，它不但要有看得见的这个富丽堂皇，它还要有看不见的地基。
Another analogy is like a house. Not only does it look pretty on the outside, it also needs a solid foundation.
一定要一好、哦、那个地基是看不见的，但是它存在。
Even though the foundation is not visible, but it does exist.
哦，必须要有这个房子才能够真的能够住人。
In fact, it's necessary and it's required so that this house can stand to shelter men.
哦，虽然看不见，但是我们知道它存在。
Even though it's not visible on the outside, but we know it exists.
哦，那我们住在这个漂亮的房子里头，我们才真的有保障。有安全。
We know it's there, that's why we can feel secure and feel safe living in this house.
我们也不能够没有地基就来盖一个很漂亮的房子。
No one would attempt to try to build a house without a foundation.
那是通不过检查。
It would not pass the code to begin with.
我们也不敢住进去。
And we would not, if we have any knowledge at all, would not want to live in it.
所以我们不能够忽略了主耶稣所为我们准备的那个根基。
Yes, we cannot neglect the foundation that Jesus has prepared for us.
所以我们首先所谈到、所强调的，就是主耶稣所给我们的救赎。
So the one thing we had already emphasized today is the salvation provided by our Lord Jesus.
那再来，有了这个基础之后，我们在上面来建造。
Having this foundation, we can begin to build the building upwards.
这一堂课我们来谈到基督是我们的导师。
In this next hour, I'd like to discuss Christ is the instructor.
请看诗篇三十二篇。
Let's turn to Psalm number 32.
诗篇三十二篇第八节。
Psalm number 32, verse 8.
第八节，你是我藏身之处。第八节，我要教导你，指示你当行的路，我要定睛在你身上劝诫你。
I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye.
这里在讲到这个神啊，他要教导我们。
Here this verse says that God will teach us and instruct us.
我们都知道怎样的道路会通往怎样的地方。
We know that each way and each path will lead to a destination.
这种教导、这种道路对我们的人生非常的重要。
This instruction and this way from God is very important to our life.
我们要有真正的自由，我们是要有一定的规范。
If we want to experience true freedom, then we need to have some boundaries.
这个鱼不能够说我要自由，所以我脱离水。
The fish cannot say that I want to be free, therefore I want to jump out of water.
它如果脱离了这个水的规范，它就是死路一条。
If the fish gets out of the boundary of water, it will find itself death.
但是它如果在保守在这个水里头，它真的是活得好好的，很自由自在。
But the fish remains in the water, indeed, it will be free to go anywhere within the water.
我们人也是需要自由。
As men, we all want freedom.
我们也常常在争很多的人在争取自由。
And many people fight for freedom.
但是自由不是没有规范的。
But freedom does not mean lawlessness.
那从圣经我们知道，这个圣经所神所给我们的规范，才能真的让我们享有绝对的自由。
We know that only when we stay within the boundary defined by the Bible, can we experience true freedom?
所以基督是我们最好的导师。
Christ is our best instructor.
他所给我们的是生命之道。
What he gives us is the word of life.
不但让我们现在拥有一个对的生活，美好的生活。
Not only does he provide some guideline for us to live a correct and a righteous life.
甚至是引导我们拥有将来的美好的永生。
He will guide us into the eternal life.
所以主耶稣的教训呢，要教导我们的心来想、来看神的事情。
Jesus' instruction will teach us to think and to focus on God's affair.
在我们生活当中，也真的有许多很好的这种教导。
He will provide many beautiful instructions in our life.
在我们的生活里头，我们也可以除了这个圣经之外，也有很多很好的教导。
Apart from the Bible, we could also find some good teachings around us.
比如说我们上学校这样十几年，也是不断的接受教导。
For example, when we're in school for many years, we receive some very good instruction.
哦，这都是为我们将来的生活在做准备。
And these are in preparation for our life in the future.
但是啊，没有一种教导是能够让我们得着永生。
But no one instruction found in this world can lead us to eternal life.
哦，所以没有一种知识或者学问说这是生命之道。
No subject matter, no knowledge in this world could claim to be the words of life.
现在的人很注重健康。
The modern people put much emphasis on their health.
哦，所以我们常常有所谓的健康之道。
So there's instruction on health everywhere.
那圣经给我们的是得永生的这个生命之道。
But the teaching from the Bible is actually the words, the instruction of life.
哦，因为它要帮助我们来想来看神的事情。
It is to help us think and to see the God's affair.
请看《使徒行传》二十六章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 26.
使徒行传二十六章十八节。
Acts chapter 26 verse 18.
我差你到他们那里去，要叫他们的眼睛从黑暗中，他们的眼睛从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦权下归向神，又信我得蒙赦罪，和一切成圣的人同得基业。
To open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me.
主耶稣的教导要让我们心灵的眼睛能够明亮起来。
The instruction of God is to help open the eyes of our heart.
才能够让我们从黑暗的辖制里头来进入光明。
So we could turn from the darkness into light.
什么是黑暗的辖制？
What is the power of darkness?
就是撒旦的权下。
It is the power of Satan.
那让我们如果能够归向神，我们才能够进入光明里头。
If we can return to God, then we could find it.This light.
为什么说有光明呢？
What does it mean to have light?
因为罪已经能够得到赦免。
Because it means that we will receive forgiveness of sins.
为什么是光明呢？
Why is it light?
因为有一个真实永恒的盼望。
Because there's an eternal and certain hope of eternal life.
就是这里所说的得到将来那个天国的基业。
According to this verse, it means that we will receive an inheritance in heaven.
所以主耶稣的门徒说，他们从主耶稣所领受的是生命之道。
Jesus' disciples claim that they have received the word of life from Jesus.
他说，我们跟你们分享的是，就是那个最起初的生命之道。
His disciples said that what we share with you today is what we received from the beginning. That is the word of life.
今天我们也是一样要有这样的自信。
Today we must have the same confidence.
当我们在传福音给人，跟人分享福音的时候
，When we preach the gospel and share our faith with others,
我们要像约翰那样子的心态，我们是在跟人分享这个生命之道。
We must be just like John that and realize that we are sharing the words of life with people.
是要帮助人来看神的事情，想神的事情。
What we share is to help people to see and to think about the matter of God.
主耶稣的教导要。也要使我们生发信心。
The instruction of Jesus will also help us grow our faith.
请看约翰福音第四章。
Let's turn to John chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章四十一节。
John chapter 4 verse 41.
四十一节，因为耶稣的话，信的人就更多了。
And many more believed because of his own word.
四十二节，便对妇人说：“现在我们信，不是因为你的话，是我们亲自听见了，知道这真是救世主。”
And they said to the woman, "Now we believe not because we of what you said, but for ourselves we have heard him, and we know that he is indeed Christ."
这一些人因为耶稣所说的话，他们就相信了。
These people believed because of the words of Jesus Christ.
信仰讲到最后就是信或者不信。
At the end of the day, our faith is a matter of believing or not believing.
那信仰有很多是，就是说很抽象的层面。
There are many very abstract dimensions to our faith.
哦，这个你没有办法用科学去辩论它。
And these are something that cannot be disputed with scientific facts.
哦，只在于说你信或者不信。
It all boils down to whether you believe or not.
哦，那这个信从哪里来？
Where does this faith or this belief come from?
就是从主耶稣的教导来的。
It comes from the instruction of Jesus.
那所以查考圣经会帮助我们的信心。
So by studying the Bible, we could help our faith to grow.
我们知道信心在生活，在我们信仰生活里头是占一个很重要的一个地位。
We know that our faith plays an important role in our life.
主耶稣常常对人说。照着你的信心来为你成就。
Jesus often said to the people that let it be done according to your faith.
哦，所以在信仰里头，每一个人的体验不太一样。
So every person would have a different experience according to the level of their faith.
哦，信心不一样，所体验到的层面也不一样。
Whatever you believe, you will also experience that certain dimension.
哦，这也是信仰的一个很困难的地方。
That is also a very complicated part of faith.
哦，科学的话，常常跟所谓的信没有什么关系。
Science is not based on faith.
我虽然不相信这样，我照着做，得到的结果会是一样的。
Even if I don't believe in the theory, but if I conduct the experiment accordingly, I will reach the same results.
哦，我照着那个程序。每一步照着做，虽然我不信，但是我得到同样的结果。
Even if I do not believe, if I follow the same procedure, I should be able to reach the same results.
哦，那信仰就常常就不是这样子。
Our faith, on the other hand, is not so logical.
啊，我们可以照着一般人这样子跪下来做祷告。
We can kneel down and pray like everybody else.
哦，外表上是一样的，我也很大声的念出来。
From an outward appearance perspective, I'm like everybody else. I'm praying loudly.
哦，我也是闭着眼睛。
I also have my eyes closed.
哦，但是我不相信。
But I may not believe in my heart.
啊，你看结果会不会一样
？I will tell you, you may have very different experience, different results.
哦，不是程序一样，你就得到一样的结果。
It's not that you follow the same procedures, so you will reach the same result.
哦，所以信心会。非常的重要。
So our faith is something very important.
主耶稣的教导要帮助我们的信心。
The instructions of Jesus will help us grow our faith.
主耶稣的教导对我们的祷告也是一个很大的一个勉励。
His instruction also would be encouragement to our prayer.
所以主耶稣的门徒曾经要求主耶稣说，请主教导我们。
That's why the disciple of Jesus asked him, Lord, teach us how to pray.
很多信仰的体验是从祷告来的。
Much of our spiritual experience come during our prayer.
祷告是一个最简单的一个动作。
Prayer may seem to be the simplest gesture.
我们很小的小小孩，他在喝奶之前就从大概几个月大，他就知道把手合起来。
Even very young children, when they're several months old, they know how to clap their hands before they have a bottle.
哦，这是一个最简单的动作。
This seems to be a very simple gesture.
哦，但是会祷告，祷告其实是一个很深奥的信仰的一门学问。
But prayer can also be a very profound lesson in our spiritual growth.
主耶稣他是最好的祷告的这个导师。
The Lord Jesus is the best instructor.Of our prayer.
所以在四福音书里头有很多主耶稣对祷告的教导。
So in the four Gospels, Jesus teaches many things about prayer.
我们如果想要我们的祷告更有功效，我们好好的去看主耶稣怎么教导我们做祷告。
If we want to make more effective prayer, then we could study carefully what Jesus said about prayer.
那我们有越多的祷告的体验，我们的信仰啊。会越实在啊，会越有体验。
Our faith will be more solid if we can experience God more in our prayer.
那主耶稣的教导也是对我们属灵生命的一种栽培。
The teachings of Jesus is also a cultivation of our spiritual life.
我们一直强调生命，就是表示说它是会成长的。
We keep emphasizing this word life, which means that it's something that will grow.
那灵命的成长跟主耶稣的教导是有 有直接的关系。
The growth of our spiritual life is directly related to Jesus' teaching.
那到底主耶稣他怎么教导我们？
So exactly how does he teach us?
请第一个是借着圣灵。
First is through the Holy Spirit.
请看约翰一书第二章。
Let's refer to 1 John chapter 2.
约翰一书第二章二十四节。
First John chapter 2 verse 24。
论到你们，务要将起初所听见的存在心里。若将起初所听见的存在心里，你们就必住在子里面，也必住在父里面。
Verse 24 reads.Therefore, let that abide in you which you have heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you will also abide in the Son and in the Father.
这个主耶稣的教训啊，跟生命有关系。
Here we can see that the teaching of the Lord relates to our life, spiritual life.
让我们能够住在神里面。
So that we can abide in God.
25节。
Verse 25.
主所应许我们的就是永生。
And this is a promise that he has promised us, eternal life.
主耶稣的教训跟永生有关。
Again, the teaching of Jesus relates to our eternal life.
26节。
Let's continue with verse 26.
我将这些话写给你们是指着那些引诱你们的人说的。
These things I have written to you concerning those who try to deceive you.
因为在约翰的时代已经开始有人在传讲这个错误的福音。
At the time of Apostle John, there are some people who had already began to teach, to preach heresy.
27节。
Verse 27.
你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们按这恩膏的教训住在主里面。
Verse 27, but the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true, and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in him.
那怎样才能够有对的正确的教训？
So where and how do we receive the correct instruction?
这里主耶稣提到跟这个恩膏有关系。
Jesus taught here, The Bible says it has something to do with the anointing.
那这个恩膏所指的就是圣灵。
And this anointing refers to the receiving of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵要教导我们。
The Holy Spirit will instruct us.
所以主耶稣他反复的来应许要将圣灵来赐给门徒。
That is why time and time again Jesus promised the descendant of the Holy Spirit on the disciples.
因为这个跟主耶稣的教导有关系。
Because it closely ties to Jesus' teaching and instruction.
我们所领受的要是正确的教导。
If we want to receive the correct instruction,
正确的道路才会引我们到正确的地方。
We need to receive correct instruction so that we can be led to the correct destination.
那为什么说这里所说的恩膏是指的圣灵呢？
So why do I say that the anointing here refers to the Holy Spirit?
因为这里恩膏的作用就是要来教导人。
Because it says the purpose of the anointing is to teach us.
那在实际上来讲，什么在教导我们？
And in reality, what does teach us?
请看约翰福音十四章。
Let's turn to John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章第二十六节。
John chapter 14 verse 26。
二十六节，但保惠师就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵，要将一切的事指教你们，并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I have said to you.
这里主耶稣就讲得很清楚。这个圣灵啊，要将一切的事来指教你们。
Here Jesus says very clearly, the Holy Spirit will teach us all things.
圣灵要带领我们进入真理里头。
The Holy Spirit will guide us into truth.
这也为什么我们教会这么强调要求圣灵，要领受圣灵。
And this is why our church emphasizes so much on receiving the Holy Spirit.
我们对主耶稣的认识，我们对道理的认识，这个得圣灵常常是一个很 一个转捩点。
Receiving the Holy Spirit is often the turning point of our understanding in the truth and our understanding to the Lord.
很多人的体验就是在得圣灵之后，当他在听道理、在读圣经，那种领受是不一样的。
Many people experience that they understand the Bible and the Word much better after they receive the Holy Spirit.
这是第一个，主耶稣借着圣灵来教导我们。
So first, Jesus instructs us through the Holy Spirit.
那这是不是告诉我们，我们领受了圣灵，我们就不需要这个参加聚会听讲道或者参加查经聚会。
Well, does this mean that after receiving the Holy Spirit, we don't have to come to services anymore? We don't have to study the Bible anymore?
也不是这样子。
That's not what I'm saying.
因为主耶稣他也要借着这一本圣经来教导我们。
Because Jesus will also instruct us through this Bible.
请参考《使徒行传》第八章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 8.
使徒行传第八章三十节。
Acts chapter 8, verse 30.
三十节，腓力就跑到太监那里，听见他念先知以赛亚的书，便问他说：“你所念的，你明白吗？”
So Philip ran to him and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah, and said to him, "Do you understand what you're reading?"
这里讲到埃提阿伯的太监，他非常的认真，坐在马车上，他还在念旧约的以赛亚书。
This passage talks about the eunuch from Antioch who was very diligent. He was reading the scripture even when he was on the carriage.
三十一节
，verse 31.
他说：“没有人指教我，我怎能明白呢？”于是请腓力上车与他同坐。
He said, "How can I unless someone guides me?" And he asked Philip to come up and sit with him.
他其实他所念的那一段圣经非常的重要。
Actually, the scripture that he was reading.Was quite important.
因为那一段圣经是在预言主耶稣。
It was a prophecy of the Lord Jesus.
但是这个太监他在念的时候，他搞不清楚里头说的那一个在讲的那一个人到底是在讲谁。
But this eunuch from Ethiopia could not understand what the scripture is talking, whom this scripture is talking about.
看起来也不像在这个以赛亚在讲他自己。
It doesn't seem like Isaiah was talking about himself.
那么到底这个是在讲谁？
So exactly is this scripture talking about?
他就邀请腓力来为他讲解。
He invited Philip to come and explain it to him.
那腓力跟他讲解之后，他就进一步的来认识了这个主耶稣。
After having explained the matter to the eunuch, the eunuch then have a better understanding of the Lord.
借着这个以赛亚书来他让。让他认识主耶稣。
It was through the scripture of Isaiah that he came to know Jesus Christ.
借着腓力的讲解，让他明白这一段圣经。
It was through the explanation of Philip that he could truly comprehend and understand.
今天我们从神那里领受，有先有后。
Today we also learn and receive from the Lord in different order.
主耶稣让我们在同一个教会里头。
Somehow Jesus has allowed all of us to be in the same congregation today.
就是要让我们来彼此帮助。
Because he wants us to help one another.
让我们都能够真的从主耶稣那里来得到教导。
He also wants us to receive some real instruction from him.
那所以我们领受圣灵，被圣灵充满很重要。
This is why being filled by the Holy Spirit is very important.
那我们看重圣经，常常读圣经很重要。
And Bible reading, on the other hand, is also important.
我们参加聚会听讲道理很重要。
It's important for us to attend services and to listen to the sermons.
我们参加查经聚会，弟兄姐妹彼此分享很重要。
And it's important for the brothers and sisters to share their thoughts and reflection during Bible study.
那接下来我们用一点时间来谈到。我们自己本身，我们如何来学习圣经
？Now let's spend a little bit time to discuss how we can learn from the Bible.
有一个很重要的重点，就是很细心的、仔细的去想。
One important key I want to share with everyone is that we need to carefully meditate His Word.
请看诗篇第一篇。
Let's turn to Psalm number one.
诗篇第一篇第二节。
Psalm number one, verse 2.
第二节，唯有喜爱神的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。
But his delight is in the law, in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night.
这里说我们要喜爱 神的教训。
Here it says that we must delight in the law of the Lord.
那怎样表现出我们是喜爱呢？
And how do we express our delight in His law?
就是昼夜的去思想。
Simple, and that is for us to meditate on it day and night.
你所喜爱的人，他会常常在你的脑海里。
If you love someone, you would always be thinking about that person.
你所喜爱的事情，他会常常出现在你的思想里头。
If you care about something, you would constantly be thinking about that one thing.
如果我们喜爱主耶稣的教训，我们就应该常常去思想主耶稣的教训。
If we love and care for the teaching of Jesus, then we should constantly be meditating his words.
在这种反复思想当中，我们就被教导了。
And while we're meditating on his word, we are being taught by his word.
那我们就借着神的主耶稣的教导，在信仰上产生力量。
And through Jesus' teaching, we will then produce strength in our spiritual life.
就是第三节所说的，我们就能够结出果子来。
Just like verse 3 says that we will then be a tree that bears much fruit.
那你要我们要思想神的话，第一个基础的重要的一个步骤，就是你不但读圣经，而且你把它背起来。
In order for us to really meditate on His word, not only do we need to read the Bible, we also need to learn to recite the words.
这个背圣经啊，不是宗教教义的学生的事情，是我们每一个人的事情。
To memorize the word of God is not just for the RE students, but it is something for every member.
请看耶稣雅记第
一章。
Let's turn to
Joshua chapter 1.
耶稣雅记第一章第七节。
Joshua chapter 1 verse 7。
只要刚强啊，旧约圣经263页，耶稣雅记第一章第七节。
Joshua 1:7。
只要刚强，大大壮胆，谨守遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐你的一切律法，不可偏离左右，使你无论往哪里去，都可以顺利。
Only be strong and be very courageous, that you may observe and do.According to all the laws which Moses my servant commanded you, do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go.
这神的教训能够让我们得着力量让我们凡事顺利。
The word and the law of the Lord will give us strength and help us prosper wherever we go.
走在对的道路上面做对的事情对的你走在对的道路上，对的事情就跟着你。
If you're walking on the right path, then the right things will happen to you.
如果走在不对的路上，错的事情就跟着你。
If you're walking on the wrong path, then the wrong things will happen to you.
对的事情跟着我们才会顺利。
We will only prosper when right things happen.
那如何走在对的路上？
So how do we walk? How do we find this right way?
第八节。
Verse 8.
这律法书不可离开你的口，总要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话。如此，你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。
Verse 8 says, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success."
这个。神的律法不离开我们的口，这就是记起来了，背起来了。
To have the law, the book of the law not depart from our mouth means that we could completely recite it.
真的在我们里面跟着我们走。
We could memorize it, it follows us wherever we go.
所以如何来让主耶稣教导我们。
So how do we receive the instruction of Jesus?
仔细的去念，而且把它背起来。
Carefully read and memorize the scripture.
然后默想。
And to meditate on it.
每一个句子，每一个字，你都仔细的去反复的去思想。
Ponder and meditate on every phrase, on every word.
在今天的生活很多的团体甚至宗教也很强调这个默想。
Memorization is something that many other religion or even institution emphasize.
默想能够让人安静下来。
To meditate is something that will help us calm down.
但是我们所谈的这个默想跟一般的默想有一个很 很大的不同。
The kind of meditation we're talking about is different from the worldly meditation.
一般的默想就是掏空。
The worldly meditation is to empty oneself.
把你一切的里头的心思意念把它拿掉。
To cast away all your thoughts and your thinking.
目的是让自己能够安静下来。
And the ultimate purpose is simply to calm oneself down.
所以有很多人在这种默想当中真的让自己安静下来。
So many people can indeed achieve this peace of mind when they meditate.
在这种很纷扰的社会里头能够安静是一种福气。
It is really a blessing to be able to calm down and be at peace in this chaotic world.
但是这有一个很大的危险。
But this is could be rather risky and dangerous.
你里面都没有了，不晓得什么东西要进来。
If you completely empty yourself, you have no idea what might enter into you.
所以有人在默想当中啊，就遭遇了一些奇奇怪怪的事情。
Some people in time of their meditation actually have experienced something rather strange.
所以有时候有人会警告你说，你沉思默想是好，但是不要太过分。
Some people will warn you, it's good to meditate, but be careful not to go too deep.
因为什么都拿掉，不晓什么要进来。
Because if you completely empty yourself, you have no idea what might come into your heart instead.
因为一般的人对这个灵界不懂。
For most people, they don't have a good grasp of the spiritual realm.
所以常常容易让邪灵工作。
It's possible during time of meditation that the evil spirit might enter them.
我们的默想不是没有东西的。
Our meditation, on the other hand, should be something rather different.
我们里头是有神的话。
We meditate on the word of God.
这是我们一个很大不一样的地方。
This is a big difference.
所以神的，我们默想神的话也是一样的，让我们能够安静下来。
We could also achieve a calm and a peaceful state of mind when we meditate on God's word.
是让我们很正面的，更有力量的。
It would give us more strength in a positive way.
不会有那些奇奇怪怪的遭遇。
And we will not experience these extreme thoughts.
那再来，我们要学习主耶稣的教训啊，我们要有一个健康的灵命。
And the next thing is, in order for us to learn from the instruction of Jesus, we need to have a healthy spiritual life.
这样我们能够有一个属灵的胃口。
To have a good spiritual appetite.
当我们小孩生病了，他就失去了胃口。
If our child is sick, he or she will lose their appetite.
平常喜欢吃的东西他也不要吃。
They may not even want to eat their favorite snack.
那今天我们的灵命如果不健康，我们就对神的教训啊，我们不会有好胃口。
If we do not have a healthy spiritual life, then we wouldn't have a good appetite toward God's teaching and His word.
那什么会让我们的灵命不健康？
What will endanger our spiritual health?
就是不对的生活，犯罪的生活。
A sinful life will do it.
所以我们要努力跟罪来隔绝。
So we need to try hard to separate ourselves from sin.
这样才能够有一个健康的灵命。
So we can have a healthy spiritual life.
如果我们是过着不对的生活，你不会去喜欢读圣经的。
There's no way you would turn to the Bible if you are living in sin.
你如果过着不对的生活，纵然你读圣经啊，也没有味道。
Even if you attempt to read the Bible, it will be very dry and boring to you.
所以我们要保持灵命的健康。
So we need to make sure our spiritual life is healthy.
如果我们很看重神的主耶稣的教训。
If we care for Jesus' teaching.
如果我们真的认为主耶稣的教训美好。
If we truly find beauty and wonder in his teaching.
我们要跟不对的生活要断绝。
And one of the first things we have to do is to separate ourselves from a sinful life.
过分的疲劳也会让我们没有胃口。
Sometimes when we are burned out or overworked, we also lose our appetite.
所以有的人太累了，累得不想吃东西。
Some people are so exhausted that they don't care, they don't even want to eat.
太过于疲累的生活也同样会影响到我们的信仰生活。
Life that's overworked would also impact our spiritual life.
在你很疲累的时候， 你还会拿出圣经来好好的看吗
？When you feel completely exhausted, do you think you'll be interested to read the Bible?
如果我们看重主耶稣的教训，我们也要常常调整我们的生活。
If we care about Jesus' teaching, we also find balance in our life.
适当的运动能够增进人的食欲。
And the proper amount of exercise will help increase our appetite.
同样的。我们参与教会的一些圣工，会帮助我们来喜爱神的话。
Applying the same principle, if we participate in the right amount of church work, it will also help our spiritual health.
比较严格的父母亲一定禁止孩子在吃正餐之前吃零食。
Most parents will forbid their children from eating junk food before their meals.
那在我们的信仰生活，我们要留意，不要吃太多零食。
In our spiritual life, we should make sure we do the same, not to eat too much.So-called junk food.
在我们生活当中有太多的资讯。
In our life, we're filled with all kinds of information media.
有时候你挡都挡不掉。
Sometimes you can't even avoid them.
那这些我们都要留意。
But we need to be careful.
尤其是这些很多的信息进来之后啊。你要把它除掉都除不掉。
There are some messages after they enter into our heart, it's very difficult to get rid of them.
我们，你说人脑比较好还是电脑比较好？
I ask you, is human brain smarter than computer brain?
不是 smart, 就是比较好。
More efficient.
有时候人当然会说人脑是比较好。
Of course, most people would say human brain is far superior than computer.
但是有时候你会觉得说，如果人脑能够多少像电脑也不错。
Sometimes, on the other hand, you would think that you wish human brain could operate more like a computer.
电脑你如果不想要的东西啊，你可以把它 delete 掉。
If you don't want something in your computer, it's easy for you to simply delete them.
他会问你，再问你说，你真的要永远把它 delete 吗？你说是，就永远没有了。
The computer will ask you to confirm if you want to perpetually remove this item, and if you confirm, it will completely remove it.
人脑能够这样子做吗？
Can you do that with your own brain?
当有一个不好的进来了。
When there's a bad idea or thought in your head.
你说我把它 delete 掉。
Can you delete it?
它真的就不见了吗？
Will it just disappear like that?
有些事情啊，反而在你的脑海里头不断的在绕着。
There are some things that will continue to entangle your mind, even especially when you want to get rid of it.
所以我们真的是要留意。
So we must be careful.
要好好的去过滤一下，才让它进来。
We must filter what we let into our heart and our mind.
这个。如果菜煮得好，也会增加我们的胃口。
If there's some good dishes, it will also enhance our appetite.
那我们如果能够这个晓得一些读圣经的方法，也会让我们更加喜爱来阅读圣经，查考圣经。
If we know of some tips that will help in our Bible reading, it will help our appetite in reading the word.
所以我们基督是我们的生命。
Christ is our life.
所以基督也应该是我们最好的导师。
And Christ should be our best instructor.
如果在我们的生活当中，我们不会喜欢圣经，不会喜欢神的教训，那么我们不能够说基督是我的生命。
We cannot say Christ is our life if we don't find delight in His word and in His teaching.
那所以我们多多参加聚会，看重读圣经，看重祷告。
It's important for us to attend service often and to emphasize on Bible reading and prayer.
一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
阿门。休息到三点。
Let's take a break until 3 o'clock.